Let us pray. Let us begin with a prayer of thanksgiving and gratitude. Thank you, O Lord, our Creator, for the gift of this beautiful day, a new beginning. We thank you for crisp winter mornings, for the freshness of the air, the light of this new day dawning, a reminder for us of your presence, your hand in all creation. Gracious and loving God, we give thanks for the people who nurture us each day in faith. Our minister, Reverend David, our guest speakers, for instance, Matt Whitaker, the members of our congregation all come to mind, but also the occasional stranger who crosses our paths. We thank you for the risen Christ who walks alongside us each day as we go about our ordinary lives, interacting with friends, neighbors, colleagues, and strangers. We thank you for the many blessings we receive each day. Help us to pay attention to the little acts of kindness, wisdom, or care so that we can see your love at work. We give thanks for the rich cultures, stories, and spiritual wisdom of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. As we come together on this Reconciliation Sunday, we acknowledge the first peoples of this land and give thanks for the wisdom, faith, and witness of Aboriginal people. Heal the wounds of the past and guide us in the path of justice, truth, and reconciliation. Help us to do our small little bit, to listen deeply, to walk humbly with one another, and to be instruments of peace and healing where there is hurt and where there is despair. Help us to spread hope. We thank you for the assurance, faith, and hope you give us with these words, I am with you always to the end of the age. O healing Lord, when we are discouraged and challenged by what is happening in our fractured world, help us to continue to place our trust in you and believe that you will be with us always in your time. Holy Spirit, help us to be available to share the good news through our words, our thoughts, our actions, and the way we live our lives each day. Help us to open our hearts to those in need around us. We give thanks, O healing Lord, our rescuer, for the ministry and mission of Destiny Rescue, and for all who dedicate their lives to bringing hope, freedom, to restore dignity and identity, and healing to young people who have experienced exploitation, abuse, and trafficking. O Lord, bless Matt Whitaker and his team with wisdom as they make difficult decisions. Give them courage when the work is challenging and strength when the burden is heavy. May your blessing rest upon the staff, volunteers, and supporters of Destiny Rescue, and may their work bear fruit in lives transformed, communities strengthened, and hope renewed. We pray for those who have been rescued. May they know safety, healing, and love. May they discover their worth as your beloved children and find new pathways filled with possibility and hope. Let us pray too for the vulnerable in our midst, the underprivileged, the unemployed, the underemployed, the homeless, the marginalized, and those of us suffering from loneliness, anxiety, fear, illness, and loss. O Lord, our rescuer, give us the courage to feel secure in the knowledge that you are always there for us. Let us now say the prayer our Lord taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from every evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.